Natural Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. It is the largest crane on the eastern seaboard, and it's Baltimore bound. It will help to move the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The huge crane, which can lift up to 1,000 tons, will be one of at least two used to clear the channel of the twisted metal and concrete remains of the bridge. Officials want to reopen the Port of Baltimore as soon as possible. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said this is about the nation's economy. He said the port handles more cars and more farm equipment than any other port in America.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the Biden administration has approved $60 million in immediate federal aid. A drop in illegal border crossings does not necessarily mean a drop in illegal aliens coming into the U.S.
Every Senate Democrat voted against an amendment that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for illegal immigrant flights into the U.S. According to a union president, many more taxpayer dollars will be used. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the Biden administration is artificially reducing the number of illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border. Speaking to the New York Post, he said the administration is copying a move that was common during the Obama presidency, flying illegals into the United States so that the border does not look as out of control. The union president called the plan just a bait and switch. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
While former President Trump paid his respects at yesterday's wake of a fallen NYPD officer in New York, for President Biden, it was all about the money. Mr. Biden raked in a record $26 million at a Radio City fundraiser in New York. Former Presidents Clinton and Obama on hand for the event. Also on hand, hundreds of anti-Israel demonstrators showing up to protest outside and inside the fundraising venue. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This Kames Gear News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Tropicana has a demolition date, kinda, sorta. Valley's Corporation officials, owners of the iconic hotel casino, say preliminary plans are to demolish the Tropicana this fall, probably sometime in October. Now, before that demolition happens, weeks of preparation will need to happen before the hotel casino can come down, followed by weeks of work to clear the property and ready it for the Oakland A's to start construction on their 33,000-seat ballpark, which is to be built on 9 of the 35 acres. Now, whether the demolition is an implosion or not is still to be determined. Bally's Corporation has plans to build a new resort next to the A's ballpark, calling it Bally's Las Vegas when it opens. If you're thinking about a last-minute stay at the Tropicana, you've got some openings. Rooms still available, believe it or not. The Hotel Casino's website has check-in room rates for today and tomorrow at $259 a night, plus taxes and fees. Sunday and Monday, the last two nights the Tropicana is open, $499 a night. Hotel room rates on the Las Vegas Strip are higher than normal due to weekend number two of March Madness. That's the NCAA basketball tournament. Officials say anyone staying at the Tropicana over the weekend should expect a ramping down of activity on the gaming floor, plus some private going-away parties to celebrate the end of an era. The six Village MD primary care centers here in Southern Nevada are closing. Those closures come as the clinic's majority investor, Walgreens, posted a $6 billion quarterly loss, mostly due to the drop in value of those clinics themselves. Village MD officials say 60 locations across the country are being shut down. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
When planning a celebration of life for yourself or a loved one, there are no dress rehearsals and no reset buttons. That's why getting every detail exactly right the first time is so important. When you plan with us, you're choosing a partner defined by professionalism, compassion, and attention to detail that is second to none. And we stand behind that promise with a 100% service guarantee. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
See associate for details.
Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're just keeping an eye on a minor accident in the Northwest Valley on the Beltway. 215 southbound, approaching Summerlin Parkway. It's out of the travel lanes on the left shoulder, not causing much more delay than usual there on southbound 215, approaching Summerlin Parkway. It's only reported accident on the freeways. Actually, looks pretty good on the freeways today. Lighter traffic with Clark County School District off today. Injury accident at the west side intersection of Rancho and Sahara. We have more wind in the valley today. Wind advisory actually in effect all day today with gusts up around 35 miles per hour. Rain in the forecast for tomorrow. iPhone says 86%. They're never wrong. That should clear by the end of the weekend. Today's highs in the low 70s. It's 55 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar. I was just there yesterday, had a great late lunch. I love it. On East Flamingo at Pecos. Joining us now, as he does every Friday, there's no better time to be a sports fan than this weekend. Ron Futrell joining us, the sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. Man, what a great time. You got the baseball's opening up. Your Dodgers, by the way, beat up on my Cardinals yesterday to open at least their home schedule at Dodger Stadium.
Get used to it. That's 7-1. I mean, I don't know how else to tell you. I mean, it's going to be that sort of season, I believe, for the Dodgers. We'll see. A lot of games to be played. In this case, 159 more games to be played because the Dodgers have already played 3.
They had Seoul Series.
Yes, the Seoul Series. So that, you got that. You got college basketball happening. So it's sort of a fun time. It's madness. Happy Good Friday to you, Kevin.
Indeed. Thank you so much. Of course, and after Good Friday comes Easter, and we're looking forward. And by the way, just so you know, all of the Easter candy that's being sold now, it'll be 50% off on Monday morning. Just a reminder. If
okay.
You know, it's okay. Does it worry you that everybody and their brother is claiming that the Dodgers are going to win it all in Major League Baseball this year?
Oh, that does worry me. If everybody's thinking the same thing, then nobody's thinking. Isn't that what Ronald Reagan once said?
It is.
Something to that effect. If everybody thinks the same thing, nobody's thinking. No, that does worry me. Yes, it does. So we'll see. I mean, also, Oakland Athletics, if you want to start rooting for the Athletics, that was a rough one last night. They lost to the Guardians 80. And they had 13,000 fans show up there. Most of the fans were in the parking lot protesting the team leaving because they think it's a God-given right that you have to have sports teams in a decrepit city that's been destroyed by its politicians. They think that it's still a right that you have to have that baseball team. Torture. I'm going to call this a form of torture to say these major leaguers have to stay here and play in this horrific ballpark, in this horrific city, just because we say so and we're the residents of Oakland.
But you know what? You would have thought they would have gotten smart after losing the Raiders.
No, they're not. They're still electing the same politicians.
Yeah.
They're still electing the same people. They're still doing the same stupid things. Defunding police, having horrible policies that are not conducive to business, to say the least, and they're anti-business. And so try to do business, and baseball is a business, in a city like that, and it won't work. It's not working. And this situation, they had the protest in the parking lot. Now, it didn't get ugly. There's no violence and stuff like that happening. But I'm going to make a wild prediction here. As the season goes on, it's going to get worse in their final season in Oakland. And I don't know what the answer is. Leave sooner? I mean, they're under contract to stay there for this year. So
Reno.
Situation.
Hello, it's Reno. Ugly. Hello, Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Salt Lake. Yeah, come here and play a few series here in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is, I mean, partly they're doing it because they can get the TV revenue money, and that's important. That's, you know, tens of millions of dollars, $50, $60 million or so, the TV revenue for being in that market still. So that's important. But it is, no, it gets worse before it gets better. But I've been saying this all along that's, I don't trust what's going to happen up there. Again, and part of it comes with, and people listening to your channel know the difference between a right and a privilege. That's one thing I like talking to people that they know the difference. There is a difference between a right and a privilege. And they believe, you listen to them talk, and it's almost like it's a God-given right from the baseball gods that they are determined they must have a baseball team. And it has to stay here. Like, no matter what you do abusive-wise to your team, to your stadium, to the city, they still have to stay here, trapped in this hellhole. No, come on now. Having a baseball team or any professional franchise is a privilege. So I'm preaching this morning, Kevin, okay?
I love it. I love
Sorry.
It. Ron Futrell joining us.
It's a privilege. You earn it. You earn it. And they have. They've had three teams leave in the last 5 years, and they still can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay?
Ron,
all right. Better get you along.
Ron Futrell joining us, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. I want to switch gears because this has been a very good time to be a UNLV hoops junkie. Talk a little bit about what kind of year it was for the women. They went to the NCAA tournament. The men went to the NIT. All in all, pretty good year for hoops at UNLV.
Yeah, Lindy LaRock at some point has to get this team to the next level. I mean, they keep going to the NCAA tournament. Great. They sweep through the Mountain West. Great. Now, yes, we are getting a little greedy. And win some tournament games for the ladies would be nice to see at some point. Win some NCAA tournament games. The men, tough task going back and forth twice to New Jersey in a week and having to take on a good, very talented Seton Hall team. So that was they won two games in the NIT. First time in 16 years they won a postseason game. And that's horrible for me to even say those words, but it is. So that Kevin Kruger's making some progress. I hope Eric Harper, the athletic director, is patient with him. This is his third season. They've made some steady progress. Keep it going. Stay with him. See what he can do. See if some players can stay. That's sort of important. You're at the mercy of kids now that are free agents every year. They can move and go to another school. Insane, but it is what it is with the transfer portal. So, yeah, I like I liked what we saw. I liked some progress, and this was some progress. Next year, I fully expect Kevin Kruger to take a team to the NCAA tournament and see what they can do. They're in a decent conference. Mountain West is solid. Didn't do real well in the NCAAs this year. One team made the Sweet 16. Six made the tournament. One made the Sweet 16 and then got blown out. San Diego State did yesterday by Connecticut. But that's Connecticut, man. They're steamroller. They are steamrolling.
Any of your teams still around in the bracket?
I had Arizona, so no. That's two seeds. And Arizona, I knew going in, Arizona could beat anybody. They could lose to anybody. They were that sort of team. And if on a bad day, they could lose. And so I took them sort of on a flyer, so to speak. And it says everybody else I knew was going to take UConn in my office pool. So I said, let's do something different. Go for a West Coast team. I should have taken Gonzaga. I was thinking about that. Gonzaga against Purdue today as a five seed. Gonzaga, Purdue, of course, the one seed. So that'll be a fun one to see what happens there. I'm looking forward to that game today on 8 News Now and see what it can do. And
what time do you guys start?
NC State. NC State, an 11 seed, is still in. Who doesn't want to see NC State do something good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing Jimmy Valvano.
Cinderella. Yes. Cinderella.
So, yes, they are that.
What time do you guys start?
We 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock.
And I'm going to be live out of my plan is to be live at the ballpark because the Aviators have their season opener tonight. But the games start, I think, at 4 o'clock on CBS today. So there's one at 4, there's one at 7, and then a sports wrap is at 9 o'clock. And the Aviators play Reno tonight. Reno Aces come to town, a 3-game series over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So baseball is hitting Vegas, and we'll see what they can do. Oh, the A's minor league team, the Aviators here in town, have a player named Max Muncy.
No.
Okay. Yes, they do. I talked to him the other day, did a story on him. Max Muncy, they have the same birthday as the Dodgers infielder, third baseman. This guy is an athletic shortstop. He was their number one pick in the 2021 draft. But they have the same birthday, August 25th. Let's see. Both were drafted by the Athletics. Max Muncy was a draft pick by the Athletics and then sent to the Dodgers. Thank you. Thank you, Athletics, for that third baseman. And then they both have a Midland, Texas. He was, I think Max Muncy grew up in Midland, Texas, and the Athletics Max Muncy played in Midland. Max Muncy is playing in Los Angeles, and Max Muncy from the Athletics is from Los Angeles. So it's sort of funny, but they've never met.
I love
so
it.
They will eventually.
What is your weekend schedule like? Your Sunday schedule, your Easter schedule?
No Saturday show, but it's Sunday from 4 to 5. So we're on Sunday from 4 to 5. It's a busy weekend, busy time. Easter is great for all the reasons that Easter is great. For the resurrection of the Savior, number one. Let's put that at the mountaintop, first and foremost, on everybody's minds this weekend to celebrate that and what it means. And then have some fun with sports.
Indeed. Vegas Golden Knights playing their best hockey maybe of the season at exactly the right time. What do you make of what's going on in this?
That was a good, very good win last night for them at Winnipeg. Winnipeg is a very good team this year in the Central Division. And it helped. It moved the Knights into the number three spot in the Pacific Division ahead of the Kings. Now the Kings, they're 1 point ahead of the Kings, and the Kings have one fewer game, so that could change any moment. And that's the thing to watch. That's going to go back and forth with the Knights. If you're watching scoreboards right now, you got about 10 games left in the season, maybe 9. And what I think the playoff teams are pretty much set. It's going to be hard for St. Louis or Minnesota to come out of anywhere and do anything to get into that number two wild card spot. But Nashville is going to make the playoffs as the wild card one. And then the wild card two is either going to be the Knights or the Kings, I believe. Now, it's not clinched. Nothing's clinched. You can fall apart. But pretty much right now, this is 75-80% chance this is going to happen. But you have in the Pacific – Vancouver is going to be number one. The Canucks have just had a great season. Edmonton, probably number two. That's still tenuous. Golden Knights or the Kings would be number three. And then Golden Knights or the Kings will get that number two wild card spot in the playoffs. So that's the way I believe it's going to go. It's hard to imagine it going any other way right now. The Kings and the Knights are both playing well. So I think they're going to secure those spots. And then we then mix them all up and start the playoffs. And hold on, everybody, see where they go.
Okay, in our final couple of minutes, I've got a chance for you to stay at the Trop on the final night. There are reservations available right now. You going to do it? You going to do a little staycation?
Yes. No, I would. Yes. April, is it April 2nd? What day of the week is that?
I believe that's next Tuesday, isn't it?
Short answer, yes. How do I do that? What happens? What do you need? You need my credit card number? It's 5742.
No. Don't give your credit card. No.
You want my Social Security number?
No.
It's 703. Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. No.
So how do I do that? How do I stay at the Trop?
You call them and you say, I want to give you my credit card and I want a one night stay, a two night stay. Beyond that, there isn't much left.
Okay. I hadn't thought about that. I am going to go over there. I hadn't thought about spending the night there, but yeah, that might be an option.
Well, they announced late yesterday that there are still reservations available. So
I want to go grab some chips because I like holding chips from casinos that get blowed up here in town.
There you go.
Oh, but here's the problem. All the lower denomination chips are gone. They're already pilfered by everybody.
Is that right?
So I've got to go get me a couple of $5,000 chips.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, God. Oh, I tell you, the end of an era. Your thoughts in our final 60 seconds as to, you know, what this all means?
Well, it means Vegas is progressing, okay? The Dunes is no longer around. We have the Bellagio. The Marina Hotel is no longer around. We have the MGM Grand. Castaways. There was a Castaways where Mirage is now. A small little place called the Castaways used to be there. We have the Mirage now. So that's part of the progress. This is going to be a tremendous addition to Las Vegas to have Major League Baseball here in town and have that beautiful stadium here on the Strip in 4 years. So this is part of the progress. This is what we do. This is going forward. I know you can complain about you want a better team. Okay, I don't know what the Athletics are going to be like in 4 years. So that one I'm not too patient with listening to. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the growth of the city. I love seeing it grow. I love seeing more sports here, and that's self-serving because I'm a sports guy. But I think it benefits the city. It shows people we deserve. We're a major league city, and we deserve these teams. Again, going back on what I said earlier, having a major league sports franchise is a privilege. It is not a God-given right by the sports gods that you just get a city because. And Vegas has earned this, and Vegas is getting this. So I do feel bad for the people of Oakland, but they have made some political decisions up there, and they have hired some people to run their city who are miserably inept and in more ways than just sports. Sports is just the symptom. The bigger problem is what we're seeing with the city of Oakland. In-N-Out Burger closed this week in Oakland.
Yeah,
In-N-Out Burger has never closed a store before, but because of violence to the store itself, but to the people's cars in the parking lot, they were tired of hearing that, and they closed their first ever store in Oakland this week.
That's incredible.
Because of violence in the city. It's a human tragedy. What a beautiful city that is. I love the East Bay. I've been there many times as a kid, as an adult. Love the Bay Area, and it's just it's a crime. No, it is a crime.
Hey,
what
Ron,
has happened to that city? Okay,
Ron, I got to run.
Have a good Friday.
You have a wonderful weekend. Have a happy Easter, and we'll talk to you again next Friday. Okay, pal.
Thanks, Kevin. Talk to you later.
There you go, Ron Futrell, the outstanding sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. Look for him on Sports Wrap this weekend. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home.
leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked. I never back down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Still keeping your New Year's resolution? Neither are we. But here's some good news. You can eat healthy at Smoking Pig Barbecue. Our southern greens, made with collards, kale, and Swiss chard, are delicious and genuine southern. Full of vitamins and minerals, or try salad with our slow-smoked brisket or juicy chicken on top. Protein is good. You can skip the peanut butter pie till April. We still love you. Smoking Pig Barbecue. 16 short minutes from downtown, where Las Vegas Boulevard meets Craig. Smoking Pig Barbecue. We cater.
At Meineke, doing car care right means transparency. So Meineke certified technicians perform a free digital e-inspection and send updated pictures, videos, and notes directly to your phone or email. When you can see what we see, that's Meineke transparency. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment with a locally owned and operated location. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, a candidate for Congress in CD4. That's one of the more... fascinating races in the June 11th primary. We'll be talking a lot about that between now and then. We'll have the latest on Easter candy that you can get at 50% off beginning Monday. I just love that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
Baseball's back, and our Las Vegas Aviators season opener is tonight at Las Vegas Ballpark. The Reno Aces will be here for the weekend. 7:05 start tonight with a fireworks show after the game. Lakers take on the Pacers in Indiana this afternoon. Catch it all on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb.